Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Israel to be careful in how it responds to Iran's missile barrage. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Asked if he'd back an Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear sites?
The answer is no.
Saying he and fellow G7 leaders who talked this morning amid fears the region will devolve into all-out war would rather see Israel mount a more proportional response. Iranian Ambassador Amir Saeed Iravani says the missile strikes were in self-defense after months of Israeli aggression and gave his own warning.
Iran is fully prepared to take further defensive measures.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israel is pressing forward on two fronts. The Israeli military is pursuing a ground incursion into Lebanon against Hezbollah that left 8 Israeli soldiers dead Wednesday and conducting strikes in Gaza that killed dozens, including children. As Israel vowed to retaliate for Iran's ballistic missile attack a day earlier, the region braced for further escalation. Iran launched dozens of missiles into Israel on Tuesday night. It was another escalation in a tit-for-tat cycle that is pushing the Middle East closer to a regional war. Israel warned that the attack would have, quote, repercussions. U.S. President Joe Biden reaffirmed his commitment to supporting North Carolina on Wednesday during a meeting in an operational center in Raleigh, North Carolina, in the wake of destruction from a historic Hurricane Helene.
Today, I approve the request of Governor Cooper for the federal government to cover 100% of all the costs for debris removal, emergency protective measures, for 6 months.
Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Augusta, Georgia on Wednesday to meet with victims and announce federal funds to cover local costs following the storm. This is VOA News. Prosecutors say Donald Trump laid the groundwork to try to overturn the 2020 election even before he lost, knowingly pushed false claims of voter fraud, and, quote, resorted to crimes in his failed bid to cling to power. A newly unsealed court filing lays out fresh details from the landmark criminal case against the former president. It argues that the former president is not entitled to immunity from prosecution. It was submitted by special counsel Jack Smith's team following a Supreme Court opinion that conferred broad immunity on former presidents and narrowed the scope of the prosecution. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen agreed to move forward with a reset in relations at pace on Wednesday as they eye further cooperation on areas such as security and economic challenges. Starmer, whose Labour Party won an election in July, has said his government will not seek wholesale negotiation of the Brexit deal that took Britain out of the European Union in 2020.
There will be no return to freedom of movement, no return to the customs union, no return to the single market. But we will find constructive ways to work together and deliver for the British people.
Starmer and von der Leyen agreed to hold regular EU-UK leader summits, with the first set to take place in early 2025. Nigeria's Emergency Management Agency says 14 bodies have been recovered so far in central Niger state, where around 150 passengers are missing after a boat capsized late Tuesday. Authorities say the tragedy was caused by overloading the boat. Timothy Obizu reports from Abuja.
Zainab Suleiman is the Niger State Emergency Coordinator.
Right now, there are 14 corpses that have been recovered, and there are still the local people, divers. They are still going about recovering. They are in the waters right now, and the boat was overloaded.
Boat accidents are not uncommon in Nigeria, where safety regulations on waterways, including load limits and the use of safety jackets, are poorly enforced and often ignored by locals. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The bodies of almost 24 young students and teachers who died in a bus fire in a suburb of Bangkok have been returned to central Thailand, where they began their ill-fated school field trip. Friends, relatives, and Buddhist monks waited past midnight for the last of several convoys carrying remains, as well as relatives who had to go to Bangkok to help with DNA identification of the severely burned victims. Thai police are investigating whether Tuesday's fire on the bus, which was carrying 6 teachers and 39 elementary and junior high school students, was caused by negligence, and filed initial charges against the driver. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.